The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, we are back. I'm sorry for the long hiatus. It's been a while, right?
Yeah.
And the reason being is there's just been a lot going on with OBSBeers.com. Frank's been doing things. I've been doing things. We're just everybody doing things. ChillLoverRadio.net just changed over their website. Kudos to you guys. It is a phenomenal website now. We want to give a huge shout out to all of our big supporters over at Periscope. If you guys want to watch us live, it is, if you download Periscope, it is at OBSBeers. That is our name. All we do is talk about beer and wine and sex and, you know, sodomy, all that good stuff, all the things that make the world go around in the bar. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to ask Frank how he's been, and then we're going to introduce our special guest and get to know her a little bit, and then we're going to get down to the beer, and we're going to just basically do what we do best. All right, so Frank, how have you been since the last time I seen you?
Good. Well, I mean, I saw you a couple of days ago, but we haven't been on the air in a while, so let's see, what's been going on?
Any STDs this week?
No.
Good, me neither.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, my herpes hasn't flared up yet. I think I picked them all off.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, rib for her pleasure is kind of out of control with what I got going on, but...
Right.
Yeah. Guys, I'm just kidding. If you believe I have herpes, that's silly. I don't. I mean, someone chews them off. It's gone. It's fine. All right, Frank, continue.
How do I top that?
I mean, do what you gotta do. Did you ride a subway today? Did you?
No, there's no subway in Vegas.
Did you give a dirty hand job to a bum?
No touching bums. Okay. No Uncle Bad touch.
None of that, huh?
No, just living life.
All right. That's it, man.
Nope,
fair enough.
That's it.
All right, and for me, same thing, but I've actually touched bombs, and I've made out with a couple of homeless people because I'm doing my part. I figured if I don't give them money,
right,
but I give them the love,
okay,
somebody has to care for them.
Well, that's personal choice, right?
Fair enough. So, Frank, what I'm going to do is let you go ahead, and I want you to get to know our guest and let everybody get to know who our guest is.
Okay. So, mystery guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
Nice. Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Hello, my name's Dawn. Dawn of Sex, double X.
Nice. Do you have a website or something like that?
I am. My website is under construction right now, but it will be up within the next few days.
Awesome.
But you can check me out on all social media. Just go to Dawn, D-A-W-N, I'm not a boy, of O-F, Sex, S-E-X-X.
Wonderful.
I'm hard on. Frank, hard on for you?
Maybe semi.
You're pulling a nice one of chub meats.
Right.
You don't mind Miss Donna's sex with two exes that were hard right now on the show. Do you mind that?
Well, let me feel Frank. Yeah, he's getting there. Oh. Can I reach you? Yes, over here.
Oh my goodness. Wow. All right, I just came. I didn't mean to be so quick, but you know what, though? It's fine. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we want to let you know that you guys should go support her. And she's really very educational and everything that she does. I had a chance to check out a lot of your stuff today, and I'd like to say it is very wonderful, and it's very classy.
Thank you.
See, we're, you know, for us, barroom-style class, and you, more educational. Just like what we do with beer, and it goes hand in hand. So, how excited are you? So what do you normally drink when you're out? Do you drink beer, wine, spirits? What do you drink?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Okay,
Okay, so I'm in a mood for some hot chocolate. What are you drinking?
Oh, vodka.
You know what? Let's have a train night.
Tequila.
All right. And what constitutes for beer?
The pool.
The pool. Okay, okay.
And a wet night.
A wet night, okay, and
something really juicy.
Ooh, I like that. Let me snap my finger. Wonderful. Frank, you got something going on? Because I know we're live on Periscope right now. What seems to be going on? I see you putting some fingers up in the air. I mean, I don't want to smell what's going on. But
I am responding to the folks on Periscope, telling them to wait when they're asking questions.
Ah, yeah. You guys, hold on there. We appreciate you guys. All right, so.
See, and I thought he was giving me a thumbs up because my hand's under the table.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. Guys, shit goes south on the show, and that's what we like. Okay, so what constitutes for wine?
Wine?
Yeah.
Oh, a first date?
Oh, first date?
Yeah, a nice dinner.
Okay, like McDonald's, or are we talking
about? No, we're talking steak or salad. I like red wine with everything.
Like a McRib?
So, yeah. I don't eat a McDonald's, but yeah, we go to Wendy's. Okay, Subway.
Nice junior bacon cheeseburger.
Right? I know, right?
Baconator here. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, right, so guys, we'll do that. But I'd like to thank you so much for checking out my videos.
Well, I've got to get my thrills in somehow. I think porn's kind of boring me.
Exactly. And Dawn of Sex Double X is about bringing humanity back to sexuality.
Yeah, without a bat. I noticed there was like nobody being mean. Like there was no bat, no scat party. There was none of that crazy shit going on. I enjoyed it. It was very nice. And most of the videos I saw, you were kind of laying on a bed, but I don't think you were wearing any clothes.
No, I wasn't.
Perfect. Wonderful. I was right, the fap to those. Frank, you should check them out, the fap to those.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a great fapping section.
As soon as we have a break, I will.
I'll appreciate that.
Well, and I'll answer one of the questions for everybody that's going to go to Dawn of Sex Double X on YouTube and watch the videos.
Absolutely.
Yes, I played with every toy afterwards.
If you ever need a stagehand or a fluffer, let me know. My services are open for you for that.
Thank you very much. You know, I do have a new sponsor.
What's the sponsor?
Well, my sponsor is timetosquirt.com.
Well, what is that?
And timetosquirt.com is a very juicy website, and they make the first watch that regulates the G-forces and the speed that it takes to make the woman squirt. And this watch does really work. I have tested it out. So if you would like to test it out and purchase it, you can go to timetosquirt.com, enter the code word Dawn of Sex, either with one X or two, because you never know what you're thinking or what your hand's doing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And you will get $30 off.
Boom. Big discount for you fuckers. I mean, y'all better get
big
over
big discount.
Absolutely. And if you guys are watching us at the time that this we're recording this on Periscope, you'd be able to see the watch. It's pretty snazzy. Frank, what do you think of that sexy ass watch?
It's actually a really nice looking watch.
Nice.
It is.
Wonderful.
And it goes from red to yellow to green. So you know when you're getting there, when you're almost there, and when you're wet. And it is waterproof, so there's no worries there.
I was going to say, if it was a watch to help someone squirt, and it wasn't waterproof, I'd be mad.
That would be a problem.
Like, oh man, the watch don't work. No.
Damn. You'd be a genius for making it, but not too bright.
That's crazy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to the beers, which is pretty interesting because one of them kind of makes me laugh looking at one of the names here versus the watch that we have on the show. All right, Frank, what are we doing on the show today?
From Big Sky Brewing Company out of Missoula, Montana, we're drinking Shake Day India Pale Ale. From Shipyard, we've got Shipyard Export. From Stone, we've got Patascala. From Harpoon, we've got their Winter Warmer, which is a cinnamon and nutmeg holiday ale.
Nice.
From Dogfish Head, we've got Beer to Drink Music 217, which is a triple blonde.
Like it. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to be nice. Normally, we let Frank or I pick the dessert. So how it works is, which beer interests you, Miss Dawn of Sex, or two X's?
Ow.
Which beer are you most excited for and want to try last? And which the beer that we're going to start with first?
The beer I am most excited about is the Dogfish Head, of course.
All right, so we'll do that one last. And what beer would you like to start the show off
with? Oh, and I'd love to start with Head. I should have lied. Oh, let's export that little boy.
All right, we'll do the Shipyard. All right, guys, we'll be right back. And Don, this is going to be fun. I want to see.
Thank you. I'm so... Five heads in one night? I love it.
Wonderful.
Welcome back to the show. It's called Open Bottle Talk. I think we forgot to say that at the beginning of the show. Today is the 14th of April. Always like to make sure we get that in there. So what we're doing right now is Shipyard Export. It's a handcrafted ale. It is brewed in Portland, Maine. It is, let's go 5% because I can't see anything else. If you want more information on these guys, it doesn't have a website either, so just look up Shipyard Ale, right?
Yeah, it'll work. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, let me see. I'm just going to make sure I got you covered on those eyes. Yeah, we're going to go with 5% on this. It might be under. Usually, the rule of thumb is if you find a beer with no ABV, it's somewhere under 6% all the way right above 4.5. So it's right in the average sector. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and crack this open.
We'll look it up after.
Yeah, we'll take a look and get you guys on let me set this down here.
Wow, right. That ring is impressive.
Oh, thank you. I've had this ring for that many years. Cool. I got it from fleaflicka.com. It's my signature ring on the show. So a lot of
it's
people
sexy
it.
Too. Well, thank you. I didn't know it had dual purposes.
It does actually. It should go very well with the watch. And the ring, it's just it accentuates it actually. Alright, guys. So we're gonna go ahead and do that for you guys. Alright, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna talk about real quick, Frank, I got a quiz question for you, bud.
Yep.
Do you know the sister company to Shipyard?
Harpoon?
No, it would happen to be Sea Dog.
Okay.
All right. So right now, guys, we're going to talk about, let me ask the lady of the house, Miss Dawn. How does this beer look to you visually from a female standpoint?
I love it. I love the amber color. It's a lighter amber.
Okay.
It's, I take it, it's a lighter beer or a medium beer.
Well, it's just the nice style of it. So based by the color, they're using different type of malts, different type of hops. So it just looks, for you, is this something that you would drink? Well, not yet. We're not there yet.
From a bedroom standpoint,
do you need to rush everything?
I haven't had any for a while.
But
so,
I'm saying,
yeah,
do we need to rush? Do we need to rush this? Can we take our
time? No, I'm sorry. We will take a time.
Thank
I'm
you.
It
That's it. That's it. We'll tie you up and
be
then
gentle.
You can crop. That's it. Crop her on her cheeks. All right, Frank, everybody, cheers to the smell. Now we can put our
now,
nose in.
Oh, we cheers
yep,
before
clink.
The smell. Clink, yeah, clink. I like that. Okay.
All right. We'll start off with Frank. What aromatics are you getting, my good sir?
It's got a decent balance. Not too malty, not too hoppy. I'm not getting a lot of no fruit. It's more botanical and planty than fruity, a little soapy.
Yeah, it's definitely got that soap body going on. Mm.
It smells like a baby IPA.
All right, fair enough. Okay, Miss Dawn, don't worry about what Frank said. What do you smell?
I agree with, I like the 50-50. It's not too hoppy. It's not too barley or anything else. It has a very pleasant aroma to it. Mm. I enjoy it.
Okay.
Pleasant's a good word.
It is a very pleasant aroma.
Pleasant also rhymes with the word pussy.
Yay!
Sometimes.
So I can tell I already am going to love this then. But yeah, I don't know about soap. I don't know what you mean by that. It doesn't smell soapy to me.
A cleaner. Like something like dish soap, like piney. It smells like something you would clean, like a household cleaner.
It smells like a beer I would have on the docks in the fall.
Okay. for me, ladies and gentlemen, a couple of things is I agree with Frank, but a couple of things that I'm actually grasping is I'm getting a little bit of rye, I'm getting a little bit of barley, so the malt profile is more of just the grain bill. It's got a little biscuit hit to it. It also smells dry to me. Fruit, I'm getting a little bit of pear. I'm definitely getting a very faint aroma of orange, and that's where that sweet and savory comes in, so that malt and plant. And then I'm also getting lilac, something plantish, perfumic. So again, everybody's right. There is a well balance of not too fruity, not too planty, right in the middle. I mean, that sounds just about right.
Yeah, that works.
All right, guys. So very next order.
Very interesting. Now I want to go to a field, lay around, a beer, roll around in a field full of flowers.
Well, instead of rolling it around in a field of flowers, how about you just put it in your mouth and enjoy it?
Okay. So let's do it. Thinking about rolling around with you in the field.
Let's get you drunk first, honey. Because if I disappoint you, at least you'll at least put it in the back of your mind. So okay. Here we go, guys. Cheers with a clink, clink, clink.
Cheers.
Clink, to clink. The taste. There's the plant. See, in the plant, it's very botanical. It's very perfumic. I'm going to say rose petals, something sweet, nectarish. Definitely grapefruit. It's if you're going to pick your citrus out of it, grapefruit. And we're talking about your yellow grapefruit. We're talking about the peel and the pith and a touch of some of the meat. It's earthy, drying. I enjoy the label because it shows you this old British exporting, I don't know, pun intended, but it looks like an old trade ship, like you would see in Pirates of the Caribbean, the Federation side. And I'm imagining this is very old and worldly, very British. It's not as sweet as the smell would kick in, so it's got that old world feel for me. Anybody else would like to jump in? Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything that you said. It's very botanical, not too sweet. It has some drawing, not a whole hell of a lot, but botanical is definitely the star here. I do think it's somewhat malty, but the hops definitely outweigh the malt.
All right. Ms. Dawn.
Well, I understand the dryness afterwards. That's very interesting.
Okay.
I prefer to stay wet.
Nothing wrong with that, baby.
It doesn't, to my look and smelling of it, it doesn't look as botanical and fruity as it tastes.
Right.
It's a total surprise. This would be like going out with a guy and finding out it's a girl.
I hate lady boys sometimes.
I know. And not that I hate the beer, it's just that's right. The switch and the mix-up it has. I'm trying to relate your beer to sex here for you.
No. And I actually think that makes a lot of sense because here's the question I'm going to present to Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it kind of come off as a lager?
It does, and I think that's where that soapy quality comes from.
Right.
I'm not getting as much soap in the taste that I got in the aroma.
Right.
And it has a semi-metallic taste.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to grade this beer with a reason why. So our grading system, Ms. Dawn, SES, double S,
okay,
is very simple. Since Frank convinced me it's one, because we're going to give him at least a point for doing the job.
They made something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better than anyone not making anything.
Okay.
Three being right in the middle. Three means it's not bad, but it ain't good. It's just, glad. Thank you for the experience.
Okay.
Five, oh my God, it's mind-blowing. And one. And you can do any increment in between, so 1.5, whatever you want to do.
I got you.
1.5. So we'll start off with you, Ms. Dawn.
Well, I think this is the perfect dirty little tranny beer.
There's a point for you. Love it.
So being dressed up and all and tricking me, I'm going to give it a 4.2.
Nice. I like it. All right, Frank, as soon as the studio audience shuts the fuck up, and today's helicopter has been brought to you by, ooh, he done did it now. Yep, he done did it now, helicopters. They help out all of our local news here. And yes, it is ghetto owned. Oh, no, he didn't. It's a subsidiary in Chasing Cars as well. All right, wait, he done did it now.
Are they hovering?
Nah, it might be. Nah, it's fine.
That's military, I believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, just in. The helicopter's moving on. All right, Frank, go ahead and give it to him. Just lean right into the mic. Fuck the helicopter.
So, let's see. I'm going to go with a 3.75. Above average. I could probably drink this every day.
Okay.
Good lawnmower beer. Sit on your porch and just hang out and knock back 10 to 12 of these.
Yeah, it's not a bad little beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to shock the shit out of everyone here. It's a 3.
Okay.
And the reason why it's just a 3, it's like, it's not the greatest thing. I find it very interesting. Considering how long that me and Frank have been beer reviewers for a long time, I'm just going to be honest with you. This is just basic. It's not a lot going on, but it's still better than your average Budweiser. It definitely kicks the shit out of Corona.
What doesn't?
It definitely takes a big dump on Mickey's and Oldies. It's enjoyable, but it's not something like out of the ordinary. It's just something simple, brings you back from all the craziness that we drink, and I enjoy that. But that's where it stops for me. I just think it's just a 3. Nothing wrong with it. Okay. Nothing great about it. It's just where it's at. All right, guys, we're going to move on to the next beer. We'll be right back.
So we are now back. Thanks for coming back with us. Now we're going to do Shake a Day India Pale Ale. This is a seasonal release from Big Sky Brewing Company out of Missoula, Montana. It is 7.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.bigskybrew.com.
Fair enough. Let's go ahead and crack that bad boy open.
Please.
There it is. All right. We'll get the lady out of the way.
Well, Shake a Day would go good with my watch.
Hell yeah. Shake a Day with the watch.
Squirt a day, shake a day, every day.
Every day.
Come and play with me, is what I say.
Since you live on my side of town, it's fine.
Okay.
All right, so we'll leave a little bit in there, Frank. All right, guys, so what we're going to do is, listen, sometimes beer just looks like beer, but we're going to get down to this. All right, Frank.
Yep.
How do you like that label?
Label's kind of neat. It's kind of old schoolish. Looks like they might be playing a little Yahtzee.
Ooh.
Yahtzee's always fun. There's a mermaid on the bottle.
There's a mermaid. Oh, yeah, there's a mermaid right
like
in the
top. Picture
there.
Of a mermaid, old wood paneling.
Yep, Yahtzee.
And I think that might be an ice tray behind.
Yeah, that's an ice tray. Like,
and they do have a Yahtzee. How about that?
Is it? They it do is have Yahtzee. A Yahtzee.
Hey, guys, Yahtzee's a wonderful game to get people to take their pants off. Like, oh, you got a Yahtzee? Drop them. All right, so what we're going to do is let's get our clink clink on to the smell. Clinkity clink.
Clink clink.
Ooh, now this is an IPA. It's very robust, piney, 100% botanical. It's sweet, so you're getting a little bit of nectar with that plant. So you're going to get confused that if you have a green thumb, it's going to sound smell gardenish. Definitely from just the malt itself. It's putting a nice stevia, or it's putting that sugar finish on the plant, like that morning to it a little bit, Frank. It's definitely very planty.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very botanical. I'm also getting some citrus, though.
I overlooked it, but you take it away. I'm going to agree with you. And then we're going to find out what the lady thinks.
But more along the lines of tropical. Mango, papaya, pineapple, even a little peach is going on.
Yep, I overlooked it. I think I was just taken back by just the plant. So just that's where my mind went as far as that. Miss Dawn.
Well, it is very pungent. It's very floral. The color is interesting. Why did we not talk about the color? Is that because it looks like pee?
Well, no. A lot of the times, a lot of beer literally looks the same. So we kind of just switch it up. We'll go like, what's the label make you feel? Or what do you think about the name? We just kind of take that introduction part. Okay. And I just think of something and go, let's talk about the color. Or what does that label look? How do you feel about stone beers? And there's always just some sort of just introductory question with them. Because some beers, like let's say for tonight, they're all the same color.
Right.
There's not much that we can talk about if it's all the same color.
Yeah.
So we kind of switch it up in the bedroom. You don't want it to be stale, do you?
No, I don't like it stale at all. I'm a spontaneity girl.
There you go. Wonderful.
So, yeah, this has a very different smell than the other one.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I like the other smell better for some reason.
Okay.
This one reminds me of an old lady.
Ooh, like old lady hotness?
Like, older than me.
Right.
But just the bouquet, and I'm not, I don't, this one's harder for me because the smell is not that appealing to me.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing
it smells
wrong with that.
Like old lady sex, I think, which is sweet and a it's little funny. More... bouquet than you'd like.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's show has been brought to you by Old Lady Smell of Sex.
Fragrant.
Get all up in it because it's someone's grandmother.
Fragrant.
Oh,
fragrant. All right, so let's get down to the taste. Clickety clank to the cheers. You guys get the taste of it.
Now I'm scared.
Now that's an IPA. So what we're going to do is we're going
to... Grandma's tasty.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Let's talk about how grandma tastes. Go ahead, Ms. Dawn. What you got on
Grandma's
that
Grandma's nice and smooth.
Let's talk about it. Describe it to me. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm ready.
She's soft.
Frank, stop touching me.
She's soft. She's not dry at the end. She keeps you wet for a long time. Oh, she has a little bubbly aftertaste or floral that leaves you remembering Grandma and does the she, fresh does she, sense of her love.
Does she have her teeth in? Please say no. Please say no.
No, she doesn't.
Gummer.
But that's because she just, you know, is having so many orgasms. She doesn't want the chatter noise.
Will she remember this tomorrow?
No, but you will.
Fuck yeah, I will. Fucking, we filmed that shit. Like, yeah, we did that shit, girl. She's like, no, we didn't. I'm like, we did. Beautiful. That was a great analogy. Mr. Frank, can you agree to this sort of analogy she did? And can you make what this experience is almost as rock hard as I am with your description?
I'm not sure.
I'm
not sure I'm getting, like, gummer going on.
Okay.
It's a little on the fruity side. It's bitter.
Okay.
Definitely bitter.
Dementia style bitter.
So it could be like old granny scorned, perhaps.
Ooh.
Definitely, it's sweet in the front, and then in the middle it starts getting a little fruity, and then at the end it's bitter.
Fair enough. I'm going to take it one step further, ladies and gentlemen. There's another person in the room who really has to laugh. Let it out. What's going on? Is it?
I would like to say I did not go that deep into Grandma.
Oh, we're going to go. I'm about to go knuckles deep. I'm going to use. What is the watch again? I don't want to mess up the name.
Time to squirt.
.com. I'm going to use that. I'm going to get all up in her because apparently we're having to have a good time. I'm going to get all up in there so hard with these G-forces. The teeth pop out like. There it is.
And there's your gummer.
There's your gummer. Like, I G-forced the teeth out. How many people out there right now, if you guys want to email us, key@obsbeers.com or frank@obsbeers.com, ever finger banged anyone that hard that their teeth fell out? It's a great question. We want to know because... I can't believe you did it again, Ethel. You dirty bitch, you. Oh, my goodness. Let's do it again tomorrow, if I remember.
Will you rub my teeth?
Where's my dentine? Where's your man that got a Poligrip? Where's the Poligrip?
It's a beautiful thing. I'm having such horrible flashbacks right now.
Wonderful. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize to get a little distorted on you. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it real quick. I agree with both of them, and I really do. This beer comes in 100% plantish. And when it washes over your tongue, the description is going to be some sort of a tropical array of fruit cocktail. So you're talking about several citrus values. We're talking about your grapefruit. We're talking about the ruby red, the yellow. We're talking about your peach, a little bit of the strawberries. There is a touch of like rind of pineapples. You're definitely getting orange and tangerine. I would also go a little bit far as mango on this. It's got a tropical wash over, but as soon as you swallow it, it's a little drying. It's definitely for those that are hop heads. You're going to get that aspect of it. It's a pretty interesting beer. And if you've ever slept on Big Sky, you're a goddamn idiot because a lot of their beers literally are phenomenal. And people sleep on them and walk past them. Every beer we've ever had from Big Sky from on obsbeers.com, check it out.
You know what it is? Everybody goes for the Moostrel.
Yeah, they do. They go for the Moostrel, yeah. But you got to get on all their other shit. If you think Moostrel...
Go for the Moostrel.
Yeah, there's a beer that they make called Moostrel. It's a brown ale. Phenomenal.
But that's really, truly what they're known for.
Yeah, that's their flagship. But the rest of the stuff they make... Don't fail. Even their light IPA, their pygmy owl one, it was phenomenal. So this is just one of those breweries people sleep on. Because like, oh, it's not Moostrel. So we tell people, give it a benefit of the doubt and just try everything. So,
you know, it's not Minstrel. Give Minstrel a week.
Give Minstrel a week, right. But also
hit it hard during that week so it doesn't hurt as much.
Hey, clits, don't bleed. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Go Red Baron, go.
Gross. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and do down our grade. Frank, you're going to go ahead and start this one off. We'll move on to Don, then me, and then we're going to get you guys on to the next beer. Go ahead, Frankie Rooney.
I'm surprised because I was one of those people who looked at Big Sky and said, oh yeah, Minstrel. So this is... really been a good surprise. I'm going to go 4.7 on it. I think it's well above average. I like it better than Minstrel, but I tend to be a little bit of a hophead. I like the citrusy quality to it, the tropicalness in it, and it's a little bitter, which I kind of enjoying at the end.
Absolutely. All right, Miss Dawn, because I also have a little secret to say about this beer, too. Oh, yeah. I love giving out little secrets.
Okay.
Safety word is SpongeBob SquarePants theme song.
I will give Grandma's pussy a 4.8.
4.8, wow.
4.8 is nice.
How come?
Well, because 8's complete. You can come around again and do it 4 times.
Nice work.
Nice. Absolutely. Guys, here's what's crazy. So the golden rule is that you drink IPAs fresh, right, Frank? We hear this all the time. We break that rule a lot. I have proven that I know how to take care of my beers, correct?
Yep.
This beer is a year old. This beer is absolutely a year old. And we've been sitting on this beer for quite some time. I'm glad that you grabbed it because remember, we got so much beer sitting in that cooler.
But again, I don't look. It's just
right, you just grab them, and I appreciate that. So today, one of these beers, so I'm going to give this a 5.
Wow.
I'm not an IPA fan at all.
No.
And the reason being is because a lot of it actually tastes literally the same. We've had a lot of IPAs. It's like, oh, this reminds me of such and such. And I think IPAs, at the point of where they're at now, literally fall in the same place as lagers. We've all known lagers. Your lagers that we know is Budweiser, PBR. Like, all these, like, household names, we know what they are. IPAs are starting to fall into that category for me because they're all just tasting the same. And then those that go above and beyond with the IBUs and what's a palate wrecker, and this one's made with this and higher quality of this and that. This is phenomenal. So I give it a 5.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I
Grandma.
Give it...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No.
Grandma's always a 5, though, when you go to visit her, right?
Depends on if she'll take her leg off. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Oh, and cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
From Stone, this is Patascala, which is a red IPA. It is 7.3. That's an odd number. 7.3% ABV. You guys know these guys, Stone. You really need more information on it. Go to www.stonebrewing.com and look up Patascala Red IPA.
We used to, back in the day, Frank, I'll go ahead and crack this open.
Please do.
Back in the day with these guys, we used to read the little things they put on advertisement on the back, maybe like a slight story.
Yes.
But Stone is known for their novellas, and you can't really read that in a 5-minute segment. No. It's kind of silly.
Well, you could if you really raced through it.
Yeah, but they use actually what.
But you want to take your time.
But we notice
enjoy things
that these guys use really, really big thesaurical words. Yeah, I said it, thesaurical. Mm, now here's a cool thing that we're going to talk about on this one. My. Oh wait, you guys are having a menage a trois.
Well, look at that head on that. Mm-hmm. It's so robust.
Oh, let me just.
Ooh, you're heavier than mine.
Oh,
man, I got gunk.
Every bit of that.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so Frank.
Yes, sir.
Miss Dawn, how do you guys like the label on this particular bottle?
I like that it's etched in and it says Stone and it has red on it.
Fair enough. Frank, what about you? What do you like most about this particular label?
Well, it's one of probably the last few bottles that are out there that actually is etched as opposed to kind of a hot glue sticker on it.
Yep, they moved a part of cost. A lot of Stone bottles were known for their heat transferred labels, which gives it that etched look, and a lot of people will cut them and turn them into drinking glasses. We do that as well here at obsbeers.com, but they've moved on to stickers. So a lot of people actually got really upset that they changed over to stickers due to the simple fact that it's not them. Well, unfortunately, if you're going to cut corners, I think your bottle should be the one that cut corners, not your quality or how you brew.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and then a lot of them actually are moving over to cans. Their Arrogant Bastard line is almost, there's some that are still in bottles, and then they're still moving over to cans. A lot of these breweries are migrating into cans, and a lot of people are like, why? And a couple of reasons is it protects the beer 110% better because it removes zero light. And watching a couple of breweries and what we do, we've learned that there's a sort of thing that when it cans, it's blowing, I believe, CO2 in it. It's blowing something that
blows it out.
It blows out oxygen out the top and it seals it up airtight. And I think that's really cool. And eventually, a lot of your main staple beers will no longer be in a 12-ounce bottle. Now, your specialty beers, I don't think that's going anywhere because those are usually drunk right away or you cellar it. So, all right, guys. So what we're going to do is, and on this beer, because it's a red IPA, yes, the color is red. Are we correct, guys, on that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful red. It's a nice hue. And with that said, let's get down to the smell. And we'll start off with Miss Dawn on this. I like the way she interprets.
Clickety-clink.
Whoa.
It's pungent.
Stanky.
That's stanky.
That's that.
That's that girl on Valley View and Trop.
Ooh, I like the way you talk. Get my money. Let me know when you want a job when you're done with all that sex talk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This right here smell dank. This smell really dank. Let's see here. It's a very... It's, like, you tell me, girl. You go first and then let daddy handle the rest.
Oh, God.
Get the money, baby.
You sure daddy just doesn't want it? Because this girl don't need it.
Okay, that's all right, baby. All right, Frank, we're going to need you to leave the set.
It's right. It's very pungent.
Yep. 100% stank.
I don't know. Is it hops? I'm not sure what I'm smelling. No, because it doesn't really smell like beer to me.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I don't know what this is. That's why you'll find it on Valley View and Trop.
So the smell that you're getting is three things contributing to the water. You have a chemical reaction happening from the yeast, hops, and malt, which is giving you this output fragrance. But the predominant fragrance is botanical. When it comes to a savory smell, you're dealing with two elements, which is the yeast, and you're dealing with the hops. But if you break it down further, the plant itself is coming from the hops. They're using a particular hops, maybe several different varietals that are giving you that bitter herbal smell.
Mm-hmm.
When it's bisky or smells like bread, that's your yeast. And then the sweet aspect comes from your malt. So the color you're getting comes from the malt itself. I mean, they're using different grains that are either toasted or slightly toasted. And that's what you're getting on this. And as far as an IPA, this is a very aggressive smell because it's strictly a plant right off the bat. It's a little bit of drying. It also smells like a little bit of cleaner, like dish soap. When we say that, or even leather, like wet leather. These are characteristics to an IPA. Why are we giggling, young lady? Please fill us in.
Well, I'm just thinking stank pussy and wet leather. That's a very good description of this.
Frank, do you concur with the stank pussy and the wet leather?
I'm not sure about the stank pussy, but...
Well, I would like to say, too, I do not believe that pussy stinks. And the only reason I think a man thinks that pussy stinks is because they have bad breath. So, yes, this smells like your pimp's bad breath.
Yay, pimp's bad breath. Today's show is brought to you by Oral-B. For all your pimp needs. That's horrible. That's great. All right, Frank, what do you got on the aroma, bud?
It's definitely dank, like you both said. There's not a whole...
Stank pussy.
Not a whole hell of a lot to add. I am getting booziness off of it.
Yeah, it's got a little...
When I sniff it, my nose burns a little bit.
Okay, there is a little bit of...
You gotta be drunk to do her.
This is true, absolutely. Or you know her and you know the routine.
Or you go with the clip.
I would send this one for a test.
Fair enough, absolutely.
STD test, hey,
double bagger if you have to. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go in for the taste. Clickety-clank to the taste, y'all. Very aggressive IPA. This is for 7.3, it's got an astringent burn. And just watching you, Don, over there, it's like the look on your face is phenomenal. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, right now, it made one of her nipples suck right in. There's an innie now.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll let Frank...
Eyes are watering.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to let Frank conduct this interview with Miss Dawn on her experience of the taste. Frank, take it away.
Dawn, what's your experience on the taste?
Just breathe.
Yeah, I'm trying. You don't
spread
inhale
your cheeks
when you taste it. I'm trying not to breathe. It's in a snifter, so that's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, I'm not kissing my pimp anymore.
That's funny. You don't want to kiss me no more. Something wrong with you. Who'd you? You found someone else. You choosing.
I did, honey.
What sort of flavors are you getting?
Sweat? The balls?
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, she does not like it. So there's sweat balls. All right. No, this is a great analogy. This is great.
Hold on. Let me take a little test and see here.
All right. Get in there.
I think I dropped to the back and licked some ass.
All right. There's a little ass licking there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's very heavy. Yeah.
All right.
It's like the pimp beating you with bad breath. It's one of my favorites.
Well, if you don't want to get hit. Get my money. All right, Frank, what you got, Pippin? Do you agree with any of that, sir?
Well, I'm not sure about the pimp with bad breath, but I'll go with I find it heavy. That's not a bad thing. It's definitely good and bitter. It's what you expect from Stone. It's spicy because it's a red. Generally, with a red, you usually have some sort of rye in there.
Yeah, it's a little rye-ish.
So it comes across as a little on the spicy side as opposed to sweet. I think the red really lends itself well to this IPA.
Yeah, that's what you got.
All right. I'm going to just say just like two things. One, it's definitely rye-ish. It's got that bready aspect to it. It's actually very pleasant and sweet. It's because I can kind of just cut through the bitter part of it and the ryeness of it. As far as an IPA goes, it's definitely got your plant all day. So hopheads, this one is for you. And if you're a pimp with bad breath, you might not want this. This is not for you and your hoes. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down to the grade. All right, Frank, take it away to Miss Don, then me, and we're going to get you guys out of here for the next one.
I'm going
to
give it a 4. I enjoyed it. I like the dankness. I like the heaviness to it. It's good and bitter. I'm a bit of a hophead, so I'm enjoying it. That's where I'm at.
All right, Miss Don.
Well, 1 for a pimp, 2 for being dank.
Okay.
3 for the rye and hopefully being Jewish, and we'll give you 2 extra points. So a 3-2.
The 3-2. Nice. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go with a 4-1. That's above average. I'm not one for IPAs. I always like to put that in there for the handicap, but this is aggressive. It's almost like a baby imperial or a triple IPA, and it's 100% a little different because it's red. Mm-hmm. I love variants. Love that shit. And Stone, you guys are phenomenal. Yes, my dear.
Red's the best part of it.
Yes, get your red wings. Yay, yay, get your red wings, guys. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this.
Frank and Don.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a question to ask both of you.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. So look, I notice you two are sexually active. Is that true?
Most definitely.
Semi-retired? Did you say semi-retired? Fair enough. I'm trying not to laugh at your shortcomings. You know what goes great with penetration, overcoming some fears, and a good old time of getting wet?
Oh, I know.
What you know? Oh, you know.
I do.
What do you know?
OBSBeers.com.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean OBSBeers.com? I was going to say lube and some beer, but what do you mean OBSBeers.com? Don, you aware of OBSBeers.com?
As soon as it popped and got me wet, yep.
Frank, can you please fill me in? Because like I said, I was going to like spit, get you guys drunk and high, but you know, OBSBeers.com, what's that about?
Well, I appreciate you not spitting.
I make the brown eye wink, homie.
Right. So OBSBeers.com is a beer review extravaganza website.
So are we talking about like audio beer reviews or are we talking like visual beer reviews?
We're talking about visual beer reviews.
Ooh, like voyeur?
Sure.
Ooh, Don, are you okay with the voyeurism?
Ooh, I love looking at a good head.
Oh, wait a minute. In fact, me looking at you right now, you're glowing.
She is glistening.
Yeah, she is glistening. I can slide my balls on that. Teabag. Okay, continue, Frank. Tell me more about this OBSBeers.com thing. I'm trying to understand this. Like, so beer reviews.
7 days a week.
7 days a week?
Yes.
Are they on any social media?
Ooh.
You name it. They're there. They're on Pinterest.
Okay, get the fuck out of here.
For God's sake, they're on Pinterest.
That's phenomenal.
Pinterest, Snapchat, Facebook, Google+, Periscope especially, Twitter. We've got a podcast, Open Bottle Talk, on probably 1,500 platforms by now.
Oh, from chilloverradio.net?
Yes, sir.
God, they're sexy. Don. Mm-hmm. You like sexy Puerto Ricans?
I do.
Goddamn, they have some really big plantains, I'm telling you. I seen it, girl. All right, guys, so if you guys want to... Ooh, if you want to feel it, and you want to get your threesome on and all that goodness, OBSBeers.com, Frank?
OBSBeers.com.
Let's get it.
Welcome back.
My name is Frank.
My name is Key.
I'm Dawn of Sex, XX.
Love it. God, Frank.
Yeah.
She's good to go, huh?
Sure.
She's got the good meats. She's got the Arby's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, I'm going to ask to see her sniz. Are you familiar with the case of sniz versus snizzy not? Are you familiar with this case?
You can't be asking me.
No, I am asking you, Frank. Are you familiar with the case of Sniz versus Snizzy Knot?
Yes, I'm well versed.
Also, it is also known in layman's term, nanny nanny boo boo. Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Right.
Fantastical. I just wanted to let you guys know. Oh, wait. Let's hit him with this.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Frank, let's give it to him. What do we got?
All right, from Harpoon, this is Winter Warmer Cinnamon and Nutmeg Holiday Ale. It's 5.9% ABV. These guys are out of Boston, Massachusetts and Windsor, Vermont. They are employee-owned, which is really cool.
What does that mean, Frank?
That means that their employees actually own shares of the brewery as opposed to a big corporation.
I have a question to ask.
Yes.
You. When we open up a brewery,
yes,
are we going to do that?
Sort of.
So the answer is no. Okay, cool.
Sort of. If you want more information on these guys, it's harpoonbrewery.com.
Fair enough. I want to give a huge shout out to a couple of people that would be Boston, who lives in Boston, who provides some of the most phenomenal beers that we can't get on this side of the Mississippi. We also want to give a huge shout out to one of my best friends, Melody, which I believe she provided this beer for.
Nice.
So I want to give a huge shout out to our best. And we also a huge shout out to, just for shits and giggles, Lalo Lopez.
Ah, Lalo.
Yeah, we just want to do that just one time. I feel that. Just going to crack this open, if you don't mind.
One of the cool things about this bottle that I like is it actually imprinted on the glass. It says, love life, love beer.
That's so nice. I love life. Message. I love beer, and I love sex.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this beer just earned itself on our wall.
I agree with that. That is wonderful. I bet I can taste the love in this beer.
Let's hope so. You know what? That's a very cool thing. All right, so boom.
Looks lovely.
All right, some of that.
And it has a nice head. That's always
we
lovely.
We have a guest here, Mr. Stacken. Mr. Stacken, if you wouldn't mind, please grab yourself a glass and go ahead and get the rest of that. There's no sense in being rude to our guest here. The other lovely lady in the room does not drink that much beer, but she does masturbate during the show. Good on you.
Vigorously.
Yes. Her hands are very frothy. It does look like nacho cheese dip without the chips. So it's sour creamish. It's beautiful, frothy. Yay. So let's, you know, speaking of which, I think we should go ahead and commend with that. Let's just go ahead and smell the beer based upon her fingers.
Yes.
Here we go. Jessica, this is for you. 100% cinnamon off that ass, but it's not like cinnamon and sugar. It actually smells just like the bark. There is a warming aspect to the fragrance. There is some great spices going on here. Clove, a little bit of nutmeg. It does smell like Christmas. It even smells inviting and sugary, like maybe ginger snaps, snickerdoodles. It has some sort of baked goodness, and for me, the yeast is the star on this because it's giving some sort of bready profile, which means you can probably take left or right ways with the way it smells. I'm going to go in one more time. Let me ask you guys this. You guys ever had that sun-made raisin bread?
Yes.
That's what it smells like. It smells like that raisin bread with a little bit of butter.
Okay.
Any one of you guys can jump in on
that. I think it does smell like Christmas at my in-laws.
What? Wait. Is that good or bad?
It's bad. The in-laws were bad. It does smell like Christmas, but she burnt. Yeah, a very sad Christmas. A very sad Christmas. A very angry, sad Christmas.
The way that you're describing this sad Christmas is almost like he was on the spot, and then for some reason somebody moved, and he's not on it no more. You're like,
Yes, sir.
Well, for me, I'm getting lots of caramel, lots of biscuit. It's toasty, definitely spicy. I agree with Key about the cinnamon. It's not powdered cinnamon or cinnamon sugar. It's cinnamon straight from the cinnamon stick or the bark. It definitely smells like it's going to be warming. Surprisingly, the ABV is low. Usually with a winter warmer, it's a lot higher to give you that more of that warmth. But fuck it, we'll give it a shot.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's go ahead, clickety-clink to the taste, put it in your mouth, and enjoy. Yep, that's a winter warmer. It's definitely Christmas. It's got everything that we were, for what I was describing in the aromatics, except there's a little orange in there, a little citrus, a little drying, but cinnamon, a lot of spice going on. This is
pumpkin pie spice.
Yes. A lot of it actually almost comes off like a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
One of the pumpkin beers. It's very interesting as far as what it says. It should be a pumpkin beer. It's very squashous, squash. The meat with your sugar, your spices, it tastes fallish, not winterish.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say it's definitely more fallish. It's really, really good, actually. I like the mix of spices. It needs to be boozier.
A little bit boozier. No, not
a little.
You're right.
To be a lot
boozier. It should be barrel-aged and slapped up high ABV. You're right. I think a 10% would be great. What about Miss Dawn?
Well, I think that although I'm at the in-laws for Christmas, Grandma cooked. And Grandma it's really cooked. Good.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys heard earlier, Grandma's also a freak.
Grandma is a freak. But Grandma cooked. This is surprisingly good. Yeah. It tastes like fall. I totally agree with that. I would have a couple and go have a leaf fight and roll around in the leaves. This
face down, this ass would up.
Be happy, happy.
Leaves
joy.
Are all messed up. Wonderful. Great.
I really like this.
Good. All right, Frank, what you got on the grade, bud?
This was 10%. It'd be a 5.
Okay.
But because it's not, I'm going to go 4 or 5. Well, well above average. It's almost an epic beer. It just needs to be boozier because it's a little watered down. I do like the spice combination. It's not overwhelming. It's not overpowering, but it's there. And absolutely delicious.
All right, wonderful. Miss Dawn, what do you have for us?
Just like Grandma Sherman and Grandma Helwig and my mom being a grandma now, it's a perfect 5.
Really?
Yeah, nice. I would give it maybe not even a 0.25 down just because it would be great if you aged it and it was like at 17%.
Yeah.
That would be delicious.
Nice.
The smell walking into the in-laws did not do anything for me, but wow, once you get there, it's home, baby.
You're kind of walking on Grandma home. Masturbating, going, yeah, Grandma, it's cool.
It's good. Sneak into the bathroom for some fun on Christmas.
Do your thing, Grammy. ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit with a 4 or 5. What I enjoy about it is its chameleon aspect of a pumpkin beer. When I talk about pumpkin beers, this is the characteristics that I'm looking for. That squash, the different spices, the sugar element. And it's not a pumpkin beer. It's a winter warmer, but it's all about fall, not winter. And I like that. I just enjoy the fact that when you get into this beer, that it'll change the way you think about it. And I really enjoy the head change on that. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get ready for the next beer, which is actually we've all been waiting for, which is the Dogfish Head. We're going to be moving into that in just a moment, so we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. Yum, Funky.
You know what? I have never been this hot. My,
excellent.
I'm having.
That's great.
No, wait. No, before. Hold on, wait.
Sliding off my chair.
I got some precipice like you wouldn't believe.
Precipice.
But it's rock hard. It won't go down. Listen, we're going to probably have to make a phone call.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, 4 hours, call your physician.
The little blue pill has lasted a little too long.
No, I just think that this cock ring I have on is the wrong size.
That sounds painful. Anyway, thanks for coming back and tuning in. This is from Dogfish Head. It's the 2017 version of Beer to Drink Music To. It's a tropical blonde. It's 6.8% ABV. If you want, these guys are out of Milton, Delaware. If you want any more information on them, it's www.dogfishhead.com.
Okay, Miss Dawn.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Dogfish Head?
No, I just picked it because it said head.
All right. Frank, are you familiar with Dogfish Head?
Yes, I'm very well versed in Dogfish Head.
And how do you like these guys?
I think they stay true to their motto, which is off-centered ales for off-centered people. And I think it's delicious.
I think I might like this.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so can you name one of the most memorable beers from Dogfish Head, Frank?
I can name two. One is the Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA, which is more like a barley wine, somewhere between 15 and 20% ABV, and then Higher Math, which is probably even a little bit better than the 120-minute IPA. It, again, has that barley wine characteristic to it. Last year's Higher Math, very, very different.
It was a Belgian triple.
Yeah, it was very aggressive.
Like 13%. So, finding it interesting. I'm wondering what they're going to do next year.
Fair enough. All right, so let's get down to it, guys. Let's go ahead and smell this one. Here smell we go. Smell. This is... This
so,
is go ahead. Yes,
no?
Beer?
No, they have 120-minute beer.
Yep, a 60, it's a boiled. 61, a 90, and 120.
So it's boiled for 120 minutes, and they are adding hops every couple of minutes.
Uh-huh. Well, I know I've given head for 120 minutes.
Wow. You have great jawbone structure. Thank you. I guess we're going to have to just work out some deals. I appreciate that.
You're not quiet on the set.
Yeah, no. It's fine. Kegel this motherfucker up.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to the smell. Clickety clank to the cheers to the cheers.
Ooh, now that's a stank. That's a tropical stank. I'm going to go ahead and rock and roll with this. For this, very pungent, funky. We're talking like your berries, your papaya. It actually smells like papaya and mango. Very tropical. I don't really smell pineapples, but I'm sure it's in there. Some cherries. Again, papayas, dragon fruit, kiwi. Like some really rare, like kumquat, different fragrances of tropical fruits that are going on here. And then beer. Anybody else want to jump in on that?
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of an old man's balls sprayed with women's perfume.
That COD. COD stands for cologne over dirt.
And that's not a good thing, correct?
No.
You're not going to turn it down, are you? I mean, he's a handsome man. It's just his balls are covered with fragrance.
No. He's not out.
Are you serious? He's really out? He's a good-looking dude?
He's out, and I've rinsed already.
Wait. Denzel Washington?
Out and rinsed.
Dwayne Johnson?
Listen, okay, let me tell you this. I met at Bean Dawn of Sex.
Right?
Double X. I've been invited to a lot of events lately.
Okay.
I went to a football event with a lot of old football players and new ballers.
Right.
And at this event, this older football player here in town walks up and says, "So, Dawn, how is it going? How's the show going?"
Right.
And I'm like, "Great. I'm now at the Erotic Heritage Museum every Wednesday from 1 to 3. Come on down and talk about sex with me." And then, of course, all the other guys we were talking to were like, "Oh, yeah. So, you can talk about eating pussy?" And I'm like,
"Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot gain weight from eating pussy. Those that are vegan, it's haram."
Yeah. So he goes, "Oh, no." He goes, "I don't do chunky soup." I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I thought all football players like Campbell's chunky soup."
Yeah, from the commercial. Right? Yeah.
And he looks at me and he gives me this look of disgust and says, "No, I don't." So the man standing around goes, "Well, Don, what do you think of that? Would you go out with him?"
No.
And I said, no way. He's off the chart. I don't care if you're a football player, how much money you got, what you look like, you're out.
Wow. And you gotta eat coochie.
Right? So he gets up and walks away. And I'm sitting there with the other gentleman and we're talking. And I turn to him, I go, "You know, guys," I go, "I've heard eating pussy called a lot of things." I go, "But just like you, the look on your face when I said chunky soup." And it was a football thing. I go, "Then I'm thinking, no, he got lucky and had a squirter the first time out."
Oh.
Right?
Right.
And then I'm thinking, "Oh no, the chunks. He went too far back."
Oh, he ate doo-doo. Here's my thing. Is it condensed soup or is it actual good soup?
I don't know. I just know he's a total baller right now.
Great. This gentleman kind of, yeah, we here at obsbeers.com don't condone the chunky soup.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. No. I have never been so confused by a man's.
That's great. Frank, how do you feel about that?
I mean, chunky soup, who does that? I mean, was it a football player thing? Do you think he really got a squirter and got confused with his holes?
Scat party went wrong.
I just don't understand that as a woman. None of the other football players understood chunky soup.
You want to know what I think?
Yes.
Cheers to the taste.
Cheers.
Did you do the smell?
Yes.
That's grandma. That's
all right. So we're moving on. All right, let's go down to the taste. Fuck it. I agree.
Oh no, we did taste.
All right, no, we didn't taste yet. No.
It just smelled like that.
Yeah.
Oh God, I ain't tasting it. No, we didn't taste it.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't taste it.
Oh God, I gotta smell his perfumed balls.
Yeah, we went from perfume balls. So listen, guys. So what you got on the fragrance? Tropical.
Oh, little totally pungent. Grandma's perfumed balls.
No way. I'd hate to have. I don't.
Frank almost lost it. That's nasty.
Almost lost it. Wow.
Oh my God, that was great. Okay, guys.
Right Whoa. Now.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. Woo! Fragrant and nasty all at once.
No, this is a really good beer. Hold up now. It's got tropical. It's got tropical notes out the wazoo. Everything that I described as far as the fragrance is literally in the taste. It's got your tropical exotic fruits with the plant. Literally with the plant. No, seriously. And it's not a, listen, what it, Frank, what is Dogfish's slogan?
Off-centered ales for off-centered people.
And this is not something normal. It's very delicious. No. And the and what Frank was explaining earlier was that their beer to drink music to was a higher ABV, and now they went and scaled back. And it's kind of weird, but
totally
we get it.
Style too.
Yeah, and we totally get it. It's this is an acquired taste. This is this isn't for the rookie. Like seriously, this is something you.
No,
would,
that is not for the rookie. No, that it, man, is, that's
right.
Yeah,
it's the hibiscus.
Yeah, that hibiscus.
I'm not a hibiscus fan. I do like this beer, but hibiscus in general. Comes off, just like you said, way too perfumed, way too floral.
Yeah.
And it's not just to the nose. It tastes like that also.
And the cool part about the plant is it puts this... Now, okay, so hibiscus is also an acquired flower to eat. It is an edible plant. A lot of desserts, you put them in champagne.
Tea.
Absolutely. You put them in vaginas. Whatever you want to put hibiscus in, it's great. Hibiscus rhymes with hymen. It's great. You just put it in there, it's great. So with this particular beer, Frank nailed it right on the head. This hibiscus is an acquired taste, but it does come off almost like rose petals. Yeah. So, but... The thing that it also puts in there, even though we're putting a negative spin on it, it puts a delicate sweet finish on it. So it is sweet. It's almost like having a brut champagne. Like granny. You gotta have that granny train going. So it has this sort of brut sweet Chardonnay, a brut champagne. It's gonna be a little drying and a little floral, but or like a rosé. It's got a rosé texture or taste to it. So I don't know. Do you guys think anything different? What you got for me over there making those beautiful faces?
No, I just, you know, the brut of the balls and the perfume of grandma on the man's balls. Makes it very special for some people, I'm sure.
It does. Think about it. He's getting
some. I'm not one of those people.
Okay.
There's
nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with your analogy.
No, there is nothing wrong with that analogy. No. I just prefer not to go down there.
Well, then sometimes that's what they pay for. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and
Amen
move
to
on.
That, baby. Amen.
I know, right, baby? All right. So, Frank, hit him off with the gray. We'll go to Don, and then me, and we'll go ahead and get out of our closing arguments.
Let's see. I'm going to go 4. I think it's above average. It's different, and I think they really went out on a limb and tried something different here. The hibiscus is not for everybody, and it's personally, it's not for me, but I can get past that, and I like the rest of it. A little kiwi, kind of tastes a little strawberry-ish to me also, so I like the fruit part of it. I'm just not a fan of the hibiscus.
Okay. How about you, Miss Dawn?
Well, I'm sticking with my score. Okay. 1 for sweaty balls, or let's start 2 for sweaty balls. And then let's take away 0.5 point for too much perfume and add 0.5 point because everybody's got to get some sometime. So we'll give it a 3.
And nothing wrong with
it. But yeah, it's just a little too perfumey and girly for me. And it's not me.
All right, nothing wrong with that. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, I'm a huge hibiscus fan. And the only reason why I didn't talk about hibiscus at the front, because somebody could be listening and go, he never said about hibiscus, is because other things took precedent to what we were doing.
Right.
And then when you jumped on it, then I'm just going to agree with it and kind of capitalize on it. So I want people to understand that I wanted to put that disclaimer out there. I didn't want to miss anything, but when something jumps out to me, I want to capitalize and really put out there what something that may jump out to you. You may read it, and you may never have had hibiscus, so you're going to automatically go, okay, then nice. I what's nice?
She put it on this perfume.
Was it wonderful?
I don't know. He smelled it.
Great. Frank, would it go?
But it tastes like perfume, so I just thought maybe if I put some on, it might smell.
I could dig that. I could dig that.
It works.
So I'm going to hit it with 4-1. I really enjoy it. I think it's a well above average. So, all right, guys, we're going to be right back with our closing arguments and everything. We want to say thank you, Miss Dawn. So we're going to get to know you a little bit more, and we'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. Hope you had a good time. How about you guys? You have fun tonight?
Ooh, I had a great time.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to come again and again, can I?
Frank, is that okay if she keeps coming?
Sure, why not? Keep
absolutely
coming.
Absolutely keep coming.
Yay!
So we're at the end of the show. We had our last beer, and this is where we do what we call two for the road. So what happens is we're going to look at Periscope because we are live streaming on Periscope right now, and we are going to ask them to ask us questions, and they can ask two questions of each of us.
Okay, fair enough. So how it works is basically you can ask. They're going to ask questions right now. We're going to acknowledge them about anything about what's going on with the show. And then it's going to, if they're not fully interactive, then we can only ask two questions going around the room, but you can't repeat the same question. For example, okay. I can ask you, what's your favorite beer of the night? Frank can't ask that question, so we have to always ask something. So okay. At this moment, guys, do you guys have anything for us on Periscope? We'll give you a few moments, and then we'll go from there. So go ahead, guys. We'll read off some of your questions. At this moment, what do you got for us?
Let's go.
Frank, what beer would you have if you were on a bull? This is from Pitbull Beer Master. That's Justin. So what beer would you have out of these five on a bull?
If I'm, riding a bull.
Or getting rode by the bull, whichever one, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think someone said I was on a bull.
Right.
I'm going to have the winter warmer, because might as well enjoy the ride.
Fair enough. Anybody else out there? Thank you, Justin. Pitbull, Beer Master. Okay, here's some West Coast Vapor. What beer guarantees anal? This one, we'll just go ahead and give this to Miss Dawn. Out of all these beers from West Coast Vapor, Miss Dawn, which beer would guarantee anal right now?
I'm going to go with the winter warmer.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yes.
All right. What else we got out there, guys, live on Periscope at this moment? What could you do, Kay? You said there are only ales and lager. Where does stout like Guinness land under? I can answer that. That under ale. Okay, that one is under ale. That is a style for ale. All right, what's the next question? Thank you very much. That was actually rather quick. I didn't know who said that. I would love to see who said that. I would love to give you some acknowledgement. What do you have for me? That's right. Keep ticking the box. So, Don, which beer would you use to turn down a date? And this comes from Auntie Janice. What would you do?
Oh, my God. The Dogfish. The Dogfish Head beer to drink to music to 17. It's nice. Underage.
You're so
done.
Excited.
Right? I was, but
disappointed her. That's okay. It happens. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give her the womp womp.
That's okay. Enough. I'll be happy without it.
All right. So the questions have to be geared towards the show's beers. And someone asked me, Frank, what's my favorite liquor?
I saw.
Also, it doesn't matter where I liquor as long as I get the poker in the back. It's fine with me. Is there any other questions out there? Because then we're going to go ahead and move on. So we're going to go ahead. What beer would you recommend since it's my first time drinking beer? I'll give this one to Frank. Out of these five beers, Frank, which one would be good for a first time drinker?
It's your very first time drinking beer. I'm going to go with Shake a Day, which is from Big Sky. It's their India Pale Ale. It's not too bitter. It's not too sweet. It had a really good balance to it. And I think that would be a really good starter IPA for you.
Fantastic. And that question was from Breezy_OVOX. Thank you for telling us. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead at this point right now. Is there any more? It says, they are at room temperature. How does cold temp impact the taste? I'll take that one. Thanks for Mello. So what happens is, think of it like this. With ice is heavy, right? So when it comes down to a molecule state with ice cold beers, they're still almost in a frozen state. Those flavors stay inside the glass. They're very heavy. When it comes to room temperature, it starts to warm up and heat rises. So when it comes to aromatics and flavor profile, you want that to be room temperature. Room temperature doesn't necessarily mean hot, it just ain't ice cold. Ice cold also numbs the senses in the mouth. If you have it at room temperature, everything works better and everything is more predominant. And the longer that it warms up, the more flavors you get. Do me a favor. Bryce had a good question. Bryce, could you write that for us? We'll wait on you. So
I think his question was, what is your favorite style of beer?
Okay. Who wants that one?
I'll take it. My favorite style of beer, it's got to be either stouts or IPAs. And it really, it's dependent on the weather. So if it's really hot out, 120 degrees in Vegas, I don't want a thick stout. I want something that's a little more thirst quenching. So I'm going to go for an IPA. But when the weather is kind of like it is right now, I really enjoy a good stout.
For me, if I had to pick a style, it honestly would have to just be high ABV. Time and time again, I just enjoy the aggressiveness of beers on that. All right, guys. So what we're going to do is right now, we're going to go ahead and move on. We appreciate your guys' question. We want to thank Periscope for asking us the questions, but some of these questions are going off on a tangent that are not geared towards the beers that we have.
True.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that we want to keep it based upon the beers that we have on the show. So we want to thank everybody on Periscope for helping us out with a few questions. We gave those people a huge shout out. All right, so right now it's two for the road, guys. So we're going to let Frank start it off and handle your business, Frank and Rooney.
That's Don. Which one do you want to have again and again and again?
Till your eyes roll back.
My hair rolls. I shake in a day. Ooh, a nice export. I'm going to stick with the winter warm.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm going to stay warm and toasty.
Fair enough. Let's give her a point for that. Okay, so now it's your turn. You get to ask us anything that you want and have us choose which beer goes with your question. It could be anything you want.
If the beer label was a dress on a woman, what would you pick?
And this is addressed to who?
Oh, I can't do the... I want to... Both of you. No? Okay.
Yep, you got to pick who you want this from.
To you, my love.
Which beer would I want as a dress on a woman? Ooh. I'm going to have to say the Shake a Day. It looks fun, whimsical. There's some sniz on the label. And Lord knows I like sniz. And there's Yahtzee, which means it's a guaranteed win. Love it. All right.
I love that answer. I
appreciate it. All right, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to hit you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all these beers sitting here, and we have Miss Dawn here.
Right.
And she asked you to do some self-gratification.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, in order to do the self-gratification, I need you to get loose. What 12-pack would you put down before she filmed you self-gratificating?
It's got to be a 12-pack, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying, because this is...
I like that question.
So, I mean, she wants you nice and loose, pimping. Which one of these you're going to hit the self-gratification right in front of her? You're going to put on a show.
I'm going to go for the Stone Pataskala Red IPA, because it's higher ABV and a little spicy.
I like that. All right, Figaroo, your turn, big pimping.
Okay.
Yes. This is my last one. I'm out.
This is fun. I like this
game.
What
sort of dish are you going to use beer to drink music to?
Okay, considering that I am a chef, I would honestly take this one and I would go ahead and use it in, since it's hibiscus, and I know hibiscus is very much well used with a lot of ice cream dishes. I would go ahead and kind of split it and I'd make a cheesecake with the beer. Then I also make an ice cream with it, put the ice cream on top of the cheesecake and then garnish it with hibiscus and the syrup. And I think that would be great right next to a bearskin rug, a fireplace, and a lot of lube or spit. It just depends.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say me. I want to come for dessert now.
Good. That's why I said what I said. I just, hey, what I do is I like to call it the hook and reel.
Oh, that's right. I don't want you to be lonely at home.
I appreciate that. Thank you. These dogs suck. All right. So I'm out for questions. So let me see.
I'm out.
You're out. So the last one's on me on Miss Dawn, right?
All
right.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Miss Dawn, out of all of these beers, which one was your most surprising and shocking beer out of this whole experience? Which one made you take a step back and you said, no fucking way?
Well, of course, I'm going to say no way to the stinky balls with perfume on them. Yeah, I'm going to say, ooh, the smell of the red, but the taste overwhelmed. Stinky balls with perfume. Too many bad flashbacks.
Okay. But I meant in a good way.
Which one, in a good way?
Yeah, I need that goodness.
Oh, okay. That's in a bad way. In a good way, I'm going to stick with that warm winter. Nice. Little cinnamon nutmeg. Ooh, a hot tub outside. Cold beer. And what, warm, man.
You know what's funny? You actually, out of all the beers me and Frank noticed, you were not so keen on that cinnamon. You're like, oh, you were like, ah, oh, cinnamon.
Oh. Well, that's like a lot of things you don't want to put in your mouth. Once you do, they taste dandy.
That's fucking funny. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a few moments, Miss Dawn, and tell everyone how can they get a hold of you. We want to say thank you for being on the show and tell them all about the watch, and then we'll close out. So go ahead, Miss Dawn, take it away.
Well, thank you. I've had a wonderful time here tonight. My name is Dawn. I do a show called Dawn of Sex Double X. My show is about you being sexy and bringing humanity back to sexuality. It's funny, it's engaging, it's witty, it's sexy, it's funky, it's freaky. I film every Wednesday, hump day, of course, on Wednesday, hump day, from 1 to 3 at the Erotic Heritage Museum on the corner of DI and Sammy Davis Jr., right there by Deja Vu. And we have a great time. You can go see my shows and some other fun stuff and me rolling around in bed on YouTube at Dawn of Sex Double X. Instagram is always fun. That's where you'll get your daily sexy fix, and you get your weekly fix on YouTube, on Facebook. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's a day. You'll have to look for me a little more. I have been restricted from some social media from being way too sexy. So I'm going to cut back on that for a little bit until my website's up next week.
Perfect.
And then we can get real nasty and dirty and sexy. And
I like it.
Get to the truth of what everybody wants, but everybody's afraid to say.
I'm not. I'm with it.
I know, and it's totally okay. That's what I want to make it. I want to make it okay for you and your partner to stay in your box and step outside and have some fun all at the same time.
Fair enough. So thank you. And you had a great time,
Thank you. I want to come back anytime. This was so fun, and I learned so much.
Nice.
It was great. And now, here's a question. Thank you for letting me. Are you
a normal beer drinker?
I haven't drank beer for a long time. I like beer in the summertime. Definitely every time I'm in Mexico.
Okay.
I like beer on a hot day where you have tequila on ice and you sip a beer and tequila all day.
Nice.
Don't like Corona for that, though, let's say.
Frank, did you enjoy our guest today?
Yeah, she was a lot of fun.
Perfect. All right, guys. So thank you, Miss Dawn. You're wonderful. She has a nice ass, too. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get you guys out of here. Frank, where can they find us, buddy?
OBSBeers.com.
And all of our social media is located where?
OBSBeers.com.
And where can they find a lot of beer reviews?
OBSBeers.com.
And if they want live beer reviews?
OBSBeers.com. Periscope.
There it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Chill Love Radio for letting us be who we are. And again, we want to thank you, Miss Dawn, so much for everything. All right, guys. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And we're out, bitches.
Peace. Yeah.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.